ABC Radio Australia.
Well, still talking about COVID-19 and the pandemic, but it's also brought a sharp increase in the demand for canned tuna. And a new report has found that it's also heightened the risk for workers. The report from Business and Human Rights Resource Centre found that promises to protect human rights and stamp out modern slavery has gone unfulfilled. Amy Sinclair is the regional representative for Australia, New Zealand and the Pacific. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
Well, Amy, first, can you tell me a little bit more about the report into allegations of modern slavery in the canned tuna industry? What examples are we talking about?
So as part of our research, as well as engaging with companies, we also went out to 20 fisher organisations and unions in the home countries of the distant water fleets that fish the waters of the Pacific. So fleets from countries like Taiwan and Indonesia and Thailand, because we wanted to know and we wanted to find out about the experiences of the fishers on the ground and how these tallied, how these matched up with what we were hearing from companies. And we heard a lot about hefty recruitment fees, which is a really big issue in this sector. So the industry uses a lot of migrant workers from companies like Myanmar and Laos and Cambodia who are recruited to work on the Southeast Asian fishing fleets. And they often pay enormous sums up front to secure their job. So much of the modern slavery in fishing is actually debt bondage, where fishers then become tied to a particular boat owner, where they're forced to continue working until their initial debts are repaid. And we also heard a lot about the taking of passports and holding of identification documents, which is another big problem. And again, it prevents fishers from leaving the boats or the countries in which they find themselves working, so they can end up trapped in slavery for many years at a time. We also heard about endless months at sea, the brutal working conditions and frustrations of fishers over the absence of any avenues through which they can raise their concerns and have abuses remedied.
So how exactly then has the COVID-19 pandemic further impacted on this?
So we've seen that as international borders have closed to curb the COVID-19 pandemic spread, modern slavery risks have heightened, and fishers can be trapped at sea for longer periods than ever before, and they're unable to escape the grueling, often very grueling situations in which they find themselves. Or they can be stranded in foreign ports without an ability to leave the country or to access local safety nets. So former safeguards for fishers, systems like prohibitions on the banning of transshipment at sea, which is where fishing boats are restocked and have their fish taken ashore while still at sea, and also independent observer programs where observers board ships at sea to check compliance with local laws. Those types of safeguards have been severely curtailed as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic, as authorities have taken steps to curb the spread of COVID and limit the movement of people.
In your report, what did you actually uncover when it comes specifically to the Pacific region?
So the Pacific is home to the world's largest tuna fisheries, and it provides almost 60% of the world's tuna catch. And countries like PNG are now amongst the largest producers of tuna around the world. So this really is a multi-billion dollar industry, and it's vitally important to the economy of Pacific nation states, as well as the Southeast Asian countries that fish Pacific waters. But we are seeing reports of severe human rights abuses of those who are working in the industry continue to surface. These allegations involve cases of forced labour, slavery, human trafficking, and sometimes even murder. So last year in 2020, we saw a number of unexplained crew deaths happening in Pacific waters on Chinese and Taiwanese tuna fleet vessels. We've reported on these incidents on our website. And in 2020, we also saw Pacific tuna imports being seized from tuna vessels at US customs under suspicion of having been harvested using forced labor. So under the US Tariff Act, several detention orders were issued. Three of these still remain active. And steps like this to ban the importation of goods that are harvested using forced labor really are testament to the seriousness and the pervasiveness of the issue in the Pacific region.
You're hearing from Amy Sinclair, who's from the Business and Human Rights Resource Centre. So, Amy, you're saying that, you know, there's the banning, I guess, is one way of tackling this. But what are other ways to, I guess, stop and protect the human rights of people who are working in this industry and out at sea?
So this requires efforts from a number of different stakeholders. Firstly, governments can introduce measures such as import bans, but also they can introduce measures that really force companies to look and into their practices and ensure that they're not benefiting from the suffering of others. Companies really need to be improving their risk identification methods and looking deep into their supply chains to find where the harm is happening. And this involves getting out there and speaking with those who are affected and working within their supply chains. So speaking to workers and unions, and companies should be using the investigative means that are available to them to find the answers to the questions that they should be asking. It also requires efforts from investors to exert pressure on the companies in which they invest to act ethically and sustainably. And it also requires efforts from consumers as well. So if something seems too cheap, there's usually a reason why that is. And generally, it's because workers are being squeezed somewhere along the way. So we as consumers need to be asking questions about the products we buy as well.
Well, Amy, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thank you very much.